Looking for more segments from NTI 2017 in Houston, Texas? Another great segment is coming up. It's The Nursing Show. Hi, Jamie Davis here at NTI 2017 in Houston, Texas. I'm here with Patricia Hickey, and we're going to be talking about her research here in a little bit. But Patricia, before we get into that, why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and your career?
I have been a nurse at Boston Children's Hospital for 30 years. Mm-hmm. I'm currently the vice president and associate chief nurse of cardiovascular and critical care services at Boston Children's. And I am so privileged to work with a healthcare team that is so committed to improving the care for children regionally, nationally, and across the globe. One of the greatest joys that I have experienced over the last several years is a research journey where I have been examining the factors that contribute to improved patient outcomes by nurses.
So what got you interested first in quality measurement and quality measures for patient care?
So in the early 2000s, there was a series of articles that came out from several authors from the University of Pennsylvania. And what those showed was that the number of nurses that a patient the number of patients that a nurse cares for is significantly tied to their mortality and morbidity. I was struck by the fact that all of those studies were done in adult hospitals. So I set on a journey to understand what are the nursing and organizational characteristics that affect pediatric patient outcomes. And initially, I examined 43 intensive care units across the United States. And our first finding in pediatrics was that nursing education at the BSN and higher level and nursing experience of over 2 years is significantly associated with decreased mortality rates in pediatric intensive care units.
That's pretty remarkable. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, there's a lot of nurses at various levels of education out there operating and participating in care, but we don't always have the research to point us in a direction to continue on our journey as nurses, to continue our education, to continue gaining more experience.
So, and as a researcher, whenever you find something significant as a finding, you want to be able to replicate that. So we were able to replicate the finding of nurse experience and nursing education in two separate databases. And then the question was, what else is significant about nursing in organizations? And recently, the newest finding is that CCRN certification, the specialty certification from the American Association of Critical Care Nurses, is significantly associated with decreased complication rates in cardiac surgery patients in our intensive care units. So this is a first-time finding in the adult or pediatric nursing literature. And we were so pleased to have that finding because for many years we have advocated that nurses should be involved and engaged in their professional organizations and that the community expects us to keep up with our continuing education and knowledge. And so the fact that you sit for an exam and you continue to expand your education so that you can sit for the CCRN exam and continue to be recertified. Now we have empirical data to show that that's not only important for nurses, but it's very important for our patients as well.
Yeah, it's fascinating, and it's something I've long been an advocate for, but without the data to back it up, I guess I would say. So, Patricia, this finding about critical care certification wasn't something you actually went looking for. It really came out of the data that you were already collecting on patient quality care and things like that. So, were you surprised when you found this, or was it something that you were looking for sort of on the side?
So in our original survey that we developed with nurses across the country, we thought that specialty certification did make a difference, just as we thought leadership models, staffing ratios, and other variables made a difference. And in our first couple of studies, the statistically significant differences were made with education and experience. And those were from 2010 and 2012 data sets. What we know is that over these years, the ICUs across this country have continued to have retention strategies to retain nurses. So the experience level and the numbers of certified nurses have increased. So when we conducted our examination with our scientific rigor, this data set in the FIS database for 2013-14, 2 years, was where we were able to find that CCRN was significantly associated with decreased complications. Education was also found again for the third time to be significantly associated with a decrease in complications as well.
And this is really exciting, I mean, because it really, it boils down to patients having fewer complications. I mean, when we come to the end of the day, it's about better patient outcomes. And yeah, I think before we started recording, you talked a little bit about the expectations of pediatric cardiac surgery patients, and that the complication rate was just expected to be 30%. Any change is going to be a super positive change for the parents and these patients.
That's an excellent point. First of all, congenital heart disease is the most common congenital defect of all types. And just about 100% of patients who have pediatric cardiac surgery for congenital heart disease require an intensive care unit. So this was a large group of patients that we studied. They're very resource-intensive patients. So we had a wonderfully large sample size. And in general, the literature and the experience shows that on average, pediatric cardiac surgery patients experience about a 30% rate of complications. And this is all complications, from hemorrhage, pneumothorax, pneumonia, infections. So whatever we can do to lessen the likelihood or reduce the complication rate is incredibly important for improved patient care and optimal patient outcomes.
Any final thoughts when you talk to nurses now that you have this research in hand? Obviously, you want to encourage them to get their advanced certifications in their specialty. But it's a journey, really. It's not something that's going to happen overnight, right?
Yes, I believe now that we have empirical data, we can move forward and embrace and reinforce a culture of certification in our hospitals. And certainly in many hospitals, we support nurses through the examination, and we reward and acknowledge certification with facilitating conference attendance and advancement at the bedside on clinical ladders. It's just a very important criterion for advancement. For advancement professionally, and most importantly, for our patients and our families that we care for.
Well, Patricia, thank you for taking some time. I know your schedule's pretty busy while you're here, so thank you for sharing this time with the Nursing Show audience.
Thank you so much.
And I want to thank all of you for checking out this segment here from The Nursing Show. We're here at NTI 2017 in Houston, Texas. And I'd urge you to follow up and check out all of the segments that are available for you either over at nursingshow.com or on whatever channel you're watching or listening to this on. Thanks for checking out this segment. I want to thank our sponsor, Physio-Control, for their continued support of The Nursing Show and helping us get to NTI 2017 in Houston. Remember to thank them and head over and check out all their amazing products that help you provide better patient care wherever you are. You can find them over at physio-control.com. And don't forget to check out all the other segments from NTI 2017 over at nursingshow.com.